Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Barbaric dog meat trade finally banned in South Korea. South Korea can now close this miserable chapter in its history and embrace a dog-friendly future. South Korean parliament made a decision today to finally prohibit the sale of dog meat for human consumption, a barbaric practice that was previously quite common in South Korea. South Korea's president and first lady, who have 12 dogs and cats, have consistently voiced their support for the prohibition since its initial proposal in September. In the vote that took place on Tuesday, 208 out of 300 legislators voted in favor, with 2 abstaining. After the announcement of the prohibition of the barbaric dog meat trade in South Korea, a remarkable achievement for animal welfare, the executive director of Humane Society International Korea expressed her astonishment in a statement where she emphasized the significance of this event, referring to it as a groundbreaking moment. "While my heart breaks for all the millions of dogs for whom this change has come too late, I am overjoyed that South Korea can now close this miserable chapter in our history and embrace a dog-friendly future," Yoon-na Chai wrote. Trading in dog meat for human consumption will be banned by new regulations starting in 2027. Those caught violating the new law by raising, slaughtering, and selling dog meat may face fines of up to 30 million won, approximately $22,800, or imprisonment for up to 3 years. Traditionally, Koreans would eat dog meat as a means to deal with the high humidity of summer. However, there has been a shift away from this practice as dogs are now seen more as beloved companions and family members rather than as a source of food. According to a survey published yesterday, the consumption of dog meat was reported by only 6% of participants in the past year, with 93% expressing no intention to consume it in the future. The survey was carried out by Animal Welfare Awareness, Research and Education, a think tank based in Seoul. The Korean Association of Edible Dogs members claim that the prohibition will have an impact on around 3,000 restaurants and nearly 3,500 farms, which collectively raise about 1.5 million dogs. As of April 2022, data from the Agriculture Ministry indicate that there are 1,600 restaurants, 1,100 farms, and approximately 570,000 dogs affected by the ban. During last month's protest, food dog breeders made a warning that they would set free a total of 2 million dogs if the government went ahead with the prohibition. The leader of the Korea Dog Meat Farmers Association loudly complained that depriving individuals of their right to consume dog meat was a cruel and savage action. South Korea's government attempted to ease the worries of dog breeders by providing a grace period and compensation that would enable them to transition to different professions. This has been met with opposition from animal rights advocates who claim that the breeders would request excessively large amounts of money. In contrast, the breeders argue that their primary customers, who are also elderly individuals aged over 60, are unable to adapt or embark on new entrepreneurial endeavors due to their advanced age. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.